This is The Pickup, a Star Wars Rebels fanfic written by Shannon Phillips and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is gen, with additional tags for mission fic, space family, banter, cheesy pickup lines. Kanan Jarrus is bad at flirting. This is the 21st story in the series A Little Less Attitude and a Little More Altitude. Author's notes. So I was thinking more about how awful Kanan was at flirting in A New Dawn, and then this figlet happened. Hex Adren, Sabine says, and at her words, the holoprojector brings up the bust of a tattooed human woman. Half her hair falls in a perfectly styled wave across her face. The other half has been burned off, leaving dramatic scarring over her scalp and around her cybernetic implants. She's not pretty, but she is striking. Even in the hollow, there's a fierce, challenging glint in her upswept eyes. Slicer for the Red Star Ring. Of all the passkey holders, she'd be the easiest to get alone. She's notorious for choosing a new lover every night. So it's a seduction, Hera says. Or at least the start of one. Does she have a type? Her tastes are very broad, Sabine says. All genders, all species. But she's bored and jaded. We need to send someone who can catch her interest.
I'll do it, says Kanan.
No, Hera says immediately. Kanan turns his head, eyebrow raising.
I can do it, Ezra offers. I can totally do it.
I'll do it, Hera says.
You hate that kind of thing, Kanan objects.
I'll sleep her off her feet, Ezra says. I've got great lines, listen. He cocks a hand on his hip and deepens his voice.
Excuse me, ma'am, but are you a stealth jammer? Because whenever I look at you, everyone else just disappears.
Zeb huffs, and Chopper grundles. Sabine rolls her eyes.
It's just another mission, Hera says. I can do the mission.
So can I, says Kanan. And I've got more experience at this kind of thing.
Love, I've seen you flirt, Hera says dryly. I'll do it.
Hey, Kanan protests.
You don't like that one? I've got 100, Ezra says. His voice drops back into a lower register.
Say, have you got a back to patch on you? I scrape my knees falling for you.
You wear armor on your knees, Zeb points out.
It's the only place you wear armor, Sabine chimes in, which is a little weird, actually. Most people try to protect their vital organs, but you're only worried about your knees. Did you get kicked in the shins a lot or something?
Hey,
Kanan says again, this time drawing the word out enough that it overrides whatever Ezra was trying to say in response.
There's nothing wrong with my flirting.
Your flirting is terrible, Hera says flatly. The worst I've ever seen, and a lot of sentients have tried flirting with me.
You're a... Kanan huffs. You're a special case. Most people aren't nearly so picky.
You mean most of the people who went home with you weren't picky, Hera says.
I can believe that.
Chopper gives a long, appreciative whistle as Kanan sputters.
I had a pretty good success rate, okay?
Of course you did, Hera says, throwing up an exasperated hand.
But it was in spite of your flirting, not because of it. Have you seen you?
Not lately,
Kanan snaps back. Hera winces and bites her lip. Kanan turns his head downward, looking as if he immediately regretted his words, but doesn't know how to take them back.
Into the silence, Zeb says,
I'll do it.
Zeb? Sabine asks, uncertain. He settles forward, resting his massive purple forearms on the Dejarik board. The circling holobust winks out.
Yeah, Zeb says. You said she's jaded. Wants something unusual. I'm unusual.
That's true, Hera says, something a little beseeching in her voice. She's still looking at Kanan.
It could work,
Kanan admits. He raises his head, lips twitching up in a smile.
And it's better than Hera trying to do it. Her idea of flirting involves blowing up moons.
We stopped it from blowing up, Hera objects. But it's an objection delivered in the practiced tones of someone who has had this dialogue before and knows what her next line is supposed to be. She's smiling now, too.
Wait, wait, says Ezra. You haven't heard my best one yet.
He clutches his chest dramatically and croons,
Lady, are you running an illegal organ harvesting ring? Because I think you've stolen my heart. The end.